Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Clare FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumais na mBan with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Welcome to another episode of Ours to Protect as we take a closer look at biodiversity and sustainability in County Clare. Today we visit the historic Ennis Friary, where staff have designated an area as a biodiversity corner. The 13th century Franciscan friary, around which the town of Ennis was established, was founded by the O'Briens of Fulmond, who once ruled much of North Munster. The Office of Public Works, or OPW, is responsible for managing and maintaining Ireland's most important historic buildings and heritage sites, including the medieval friary in Ennis. The OPW has published its own Biodiversity Action Strategy with the aim of protecting, promoting and enhancing biodiversity across its operations. Carmel Shaw is the OPW's head guide at Ennis Friary.
This is our Hare's Corner, as we're calling it, as part of the rural tradition of leaving a piece of waste ground for the animals and the birds and the insects. We've set aside a square at the back of the site to help with the pollinators as they move around the town of Ennis. Now, what we have done with this piece is actually nothing. We haven't planted wild seeds or mixes or anything like that. We have just left it uncut and uncultivated and are watching with interest to see what emerges from seeds, local native seeds that have lain dormant for many years when they're left to their own devices. And as you can see, the dandelions have just gone off. The oxeye daisies are out. We have some ranunculus and some butterflies. We have some thistles starting to grow. There's a lot of speedwell in there. The grasses are starting to come. Last season, we identified 5 different types of grasses here. The other morning, coming out doing the site check, I had a pair of beautiful little goldfinches flitting around there, following me along. We've had a few red-tailed bumblebees, some hoverflies. It's definitely attracting the pollinators. And all through last season, which was our first season with it like this, quite a lot of our visitors were enjoying the colour. It makes a nice contrast to the grey of the building for people interested in taking photographs. We had a lot of interest in it here. In 2022, the OPW launched their biodiversity strategy, and the Office of Public Works is very much involved with our built and natural heritage. And now we like to term it as our built and natural heritage in harmony. And this is one of the projects that's going on as part of many of the sites around the country, and it's from them that we started it, and we're interested to see what comes. We've had quite a lot of grasses and flowers, or weeds depending on your point of view.
Yes.
But it's lots of colour and lots of activity with the pollinators here. As you see, we have a young oak tree in the corner as well. That's there just over a decade in comparison to our magnificent copper beech tree a little further down the site that we estimate to be about 120 years old. So it's nice to have a new addition to the site as well.
How do people react when they see this overgrown area on the site?
It's very much a difference of opinion. As you see, we have the signs to highlight the fact that it is managed for wildlife and not just neglected because nobody could be bothered about it. We are indeed bothered about it and think it adds another dimension to the site. And a lot of our visitors that come to visit the friary here, if they are interested in heritage, they're often very interested in conservation as well. And natural heritage as well as built heritage is seen as significant to a lot of them, and they're quite happy to see that we're setting aside a little area for the natural heritage of the site.
Is that one of your little bird friends there?
Yes, that's him. That's our pair of goldfinches. Aren't they very pretty with their red faces and the flash of yellow underneath their wings?
So they're resident, I'd say.
They are now, and we never saw those here before. So it's lovely to see that little bit of a flash of colour around the site. Oftentimes when we're walking around the site, you'll notice there's somebody up here, often bent down with a camera. The photographers love it. They love the colour, apart from anything else. You have to be quick though to catch the goldfinches or the red-tailed bumblebees. They don't tend to hang around too long for you to photograph them.
And what else have you seen here? Butterflies presumably would be plentiful at certain times of year.
Yes, absolutely. We've had quite a few butterflies. The hoverflies and the butterflies and the bumblebees would be the real pollinators that we've noticed so far. The finches that we have now, the blackbirds like it. You'll notice there's a couple of pigeons flying around above us. They've always been with us. The building itself has lots of little little nooks and crannies that they like to nest in, and occasionally we have a sparrow hawk that comes to visit and keeps down the pigeon population.
It doesn't take much minding, but it's doing so much good at the same time.
It is, and it is managed. Our general operators from our Athenry depot are the guys that come, and as you can see how beautifully cut the rest of the green areas are, they manage the site here. And at the end of the summer last year they came and cut it all down, and they were here with their pitchforks turning it and leaving the seed heads drop so that we would have some more flowers again this year. So it is managed appropriately for the site. And of course the OPW has some magnificent sites like the Botanic Gardens in Dublin and Kilmacurra, who have very big areas of wildflower meadows. We're a very small site here and delighted to have our little corner. And I know our colleagues up in Athenry Castle as well, just north of us in Galway, have joined with this, have been doing it around the same time frame as ourselves. And many of the other sites are trying to do a little bit as they can, depending on what's possible on the sites and having the staff available to maintain them.
And there must be a different scene with all the different seasons and maybe different months as well, so it could look different every few weeks.
It does indeed. The yellow that was here at the start of the season, as we had quite a lot of dandelions, that's starting to abate now. The oxeye daisies are out, so we've that bit of flash of white. There's quite a bit of blue speedwell further in there. As the summer progresses, the grasses will really come to the fore. And then as we move into autumn, we'll have acorns on our oak tree, and we'll have whirligigs on the acers that are behind us, and of course the copper beech further down the site changes colour throughout the season as well, all giving a little bit of colour to our limestone building.
How important do you believe having an area, your own Hare's Corner at Ennis Friary, is?
We hope that it will give a little bit of a stopping space to any pollinators as they transit through the town. It's part of a wildlife corridor in a sense. Traditionally behind us, Pat, there was a very big area of orchards out the back that are long gone. So the wildlife that would have used those areas for sustenance, that's not available anymore. So we're trying to give a little bit back to them and support them as they move around the town. I don't know if your mic is picking up the bird song behind us. It's often nice on a quiet day here just to take a minute and listen to the hum of the bees and the birds chirping along behind us. A lot of people would associate areas like this, places would often have a bug motel as well. But we don't have one of those here. Because, well, we don't really need one because our building, with all its nooks and crannies, fulfills that brief very naturally. We're just going with the growth and the garden area here for now.
That was Carmel Shaw, the OPW's head guide at Ennis Friary, where the team manages their own biodiversity corner. And we'll be back next week with another episode of Ours to Protect.